Tempest. In this game, the object is for you to kill everything coming at you on the screen and to avoid being killed. The game is divided into screens. There are 16 different screens. The higher the number, the more difficult the screen, and the higher the bonus level. The higher the bonus level, the more points you get. If you make it through all 16 screens, the game continues with screen 17, which begins a repeat of the previous 16 screens. The control panel has a fire button, which shoots 6 shots at a time. To use this button most effectively, you should tap on it at a good even pace to fire your shots rapidly, one at a time. If you simply hold the button down, you will shoot all 6 shots at once instead of being able to aim them effectively. Then you have to wait for the button to recharge itself and for you to get your next 6 shots. While waiting for the button to recharge, you could get killed. So it is better to tap rapidly than to keep the fire button pushed in, because in that way you won't run out of shots. You'll be able to shoot evenly and avoid the moments of recharge in which you are defenseless and vulnerable to attack. The only time you may want to hold the fire button down briefly is if 2 things are coming at you at the same time and you want to fire 2 shots simultaneously. For example, when a tanker splits into 2 flippers. The control panel also has a super zapper which kills everything showing on your screen. However, it may be used for this purpose only 1 time per screen. The super zapper will fire a 2nd time on a screen, but its power is diminished. Upon a 2nd push, it will kill only a fuse ball. After the 2nd push, it will not fire again until you get to the next screen, then it is fully recharged. You move around using a knob that turns in a full circle 360 degrees. The things which come at you trying to kill you are fuse balls, flippers, tankers, spikers, and pulsars. Fuse balls zip up and down the lines. Tankers come up and split into flippers when shot or when they reach the top where you are. You also have spikers to kill. They draw lines or spikes at you. You must shoot these lines in order to get rid of them and keep the lanes on the screen clear. Pulsars are creatures which flash. When they flash, the section they are in disappears and then reappears. If you are in that same section when it reappears, you will be killed. So when the pulsar appears, try to get to another section. Pulsars are very hard to shoot directly. They start at the bottom and work their way up to you, lane by lane. Your best chance to kill pulsars is to shoot down at the section or lane that is next to them, the one they will be coming upon next. Pulsars don't come into play until screen 17. The trick to this game that I use is to try to stay in one place shooting evenly with a fire button. It is important to know that when a flipper is in the lane next to you, when you fire, it will die. So you can stay in one place and shoot by tapping the fire button at a good pace and just sit there shooting until you've killed about half the things. Then use the super zapper to kill what's left. After you've killed everything in this way, a fuse ball will fly at you. Use the super zapper for the 2nd time to kill the fuse ball if it is in your line or level. If it is anywhere else on the screen, then at your level, you could use the fire button to get it. But remember, if a fuse ball is on your same level, only the super zapper is capable of getting it. After you've gotten this final attacker and you've killed everything else, you will fly down the screen using a clear lane and you will go on to the next screen. If a lane is not clear, you must clear it or you will be killed. You will not make it to the next screen. So make sure your lane is clear so you'll make it. If the lane has spikes, the lines left by the spikers, you must shoot these spikes using the fire button and you'll clear your way. Remember to shoot early at these spikes because you will be flying faster than your shots. If you shoot as you get to a spike, your shot will be too late. You will reach the spike before your shot does, and you will be killed. So be sure to find a clear lane to fly down, or else clear a lane for yourself, remembering to shoot early enough to destroy any obstacles left before you reach the lane, and you'll safely make it to the next screen. Some screens are not full circles, so be sure on those to sit on the outside and shoot. When everything is almost destroyed, a fuse ball will fly up at you and sit on your level. Avoid it. Destroy it using the super zapper. Kill whatever's left and then you'll be on to the next screen, again using a clear lane.